You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
That's right. What an election it was. Very surprising results overall. Of course, it was complete opposite to what most of the polls were saying for many, many months, wasn't it?
So, well, don't believe anything you read in the paper or hear in the news.
In terms of the Jewish angle to it, of course, we have five Jewish federal MPs now as a result of the election. Probably the most interesting is in the seat, Melbourne seat of McNamara, which used to be called Melbourne Ports. Of course, Michael Danby was the MP for that seat for many, many, many years. And the candidate for Labor this time was also Jewish, a guy called Josh Burns. So he actually ended up winning the seat and retaining it for Labor.
Shane, still in Melbourne. Well, Labor got Josh Burns for the seat of McNamara, but for the coalition, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg secured the seat of Kooyong.
Yes, he did, and he did so. There was a challenge he faced with Greens candidate, high-profile candidate Julian Burnside, human rights lawyer. But yes, Josh Frydenberg, the Treasurer, held on, kept his seat, or his fellow Melbourne Jewish politician on the Labor side, Attorney General Mark Dreyfus, held his seat of Isaacs, 5.3% swing towards him. Labor's MP in Western Sydney seat of MacArthur, Mike Friedlander, held on to his seat. And, of course, the electorate with the largest Jewish population in Australia, Sydney's eastern suburbs, Wentworth, that was won by the Liberals' former Australian ambassador to Israel, Dave Sharma, over Jewish MP, independent MP, Karen Phelps, who held the seat just for 7 months after she won the by-election against Sharma last year. So that was a very interesting result. And Dave Sharma was very pleased to win it for Liberals, and he said that very thankful to the area's Jewish, large Jewish community, and he committed himself a pledge to always stand up for Israel and be a fervent combatant of anti-Semitism and the BDS movement and ensure everything he does improves community life for the electorate's Jewish population.
Talking about anti-Semitism, I must mention that Julian Lisa won the seat of Berara, the Liberal seat, Liberal MP. I must mention, we're talking about anti-Semitism, that he really suffered anti-Semitic attack during the campaign.
Yes, very sadly, he had several campaign posters graffitied, vandalized with swastikas and dollar signs, which is deeply upsetting. Of course, he's a proud Jew. He said that because of this, this election campaign he regards as, quote, singularly the dirtiest and nastiest election he can remember. And he said that he emphasized the need for stronger education in the general community about the history and evils of anti-Semitism. And he said while the vandalism was deeply upsetting, he did gain a lot of consolation from the support of others. And interestingly, one of the first people, groups, that he said that came to his defence and support after all this horrible incidents was actually the local mosque in his electorate of Berara.
And we are talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, going back to the Rabbinical Council of Australia and the Sydney Beit Din. The Sydney Beit Din lost an appeal to the High Court.
Yes, that's right. It happened last week. But yet, Rabbi Moshe Gudnick said he's going to be remaining president of the Rabbinical Council of Australia and New Zealand despite this decision. So the High Court dismissed the Sydney Beit Din special leave application and ordered Rabbi Gudnick and Rabbis Yoram Ullman, Michael Crickey and Eli Schlanger to pay the costs. In a statement, the Sydney Beit Din said that it's satisfied that the position of its president remains entirely tenable. And they said that Justice McColl of the Supreme Court of New South Wales affirmed that the Sydney Beit Din's actions were entirely appropriate, Now, of course, that's referencing just one of the dissenting Court of Appeal judges who was actually overruled 2-1. So the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, meanwhile, unanimously resolved at its March plenum meeting to conduct a review into the Sydney Beth Din and will form a committee to conduct the review at its next plenum.
I just want to remind our listeners that their conviction stemmed from a 2017 commercial dispute in which the defendant, and his name was published, his name is Reuven Baruch, he refused to attend the Sydney Beth Din, preferring to have the case heard in the civil court. So that's the case about that. Shane, there is another disturbing incident that took over, I think, 2 years at the TAFE.
Yes, it was a very, very nasty case where of anti-Semitic bullying of a student. We'll just refer to his first name, Nadav. Over 2 years, he was bullied while attending TAFE, called very nasty things like Nadolf Hitler, and many, many others, which I won't mention. And it was got so bad that his emotional state afterwards prevented him from even attending the TAFE. And this was when this was brought to the attention of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. Its CEO, Vic Al-Hadef, took immediate action and held meetings with TAFE, which resulted in the end in the student being given the ability to complete his course at home with the support of staff. But also more importantly, or equally importantly, the TAFEs had a new managing director appointed, Carolee McLeish, and she worked with Mr. Al-Hadef and did a lot of extra initiatives, which has resulted, which is good news, that 10 new protocols have now been implemented across all TAFE New South Wales sites as a direct result, which will put in place measures to improve reporting of anti-Semitic and bullying incidents and increase the ability for staff, students and all involved to deal with fighting racial discrimination. And hopefully that will lead to these types of incidents not happening again.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much. sbs.com.au